Masechet Beitzah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. The melacha of grinding is prohibited on Yom Tov. A person is not allowed to grind grain, for example. But if a person wants to grind spices or salt, which are usually only ground in small amounts to prepare for a meal, that would technically be permitted. But we'll see in the following machloka between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel that since grinding is generally prohibited, therefore, even when it comes to the salt and spices, there is reason to think that it would be forbidden to do it in the normal way of grinding. The Mishnah will talk about a machloket that, according to some, will need to have a change when doing the grinding. The way that spices lose their taste is if they sit around for too long before being used. Freshly ground pepper, for example, retains its taste. And if it's used immediately, if it stays for a full day, it loses some of its taste. It's mefig ta'amo. It loses out on its original flavor. So we'll see how that plays in as well. Mishnah says, Beit Shammai omrim, tavlin nidochin b'maduch shel etz. Beit Shammai say, spices can be ground on Yom Tov, but only with a hammer of wood, not with the usual stone hammer. The taste, like we said, usually leaves the spices if it's ground before Yom Tov, and if you wanted to use it a day later. Therefore, we're not going to penalize him to such an extent because he wanted to wait for the holiday to actually do it. So we're just going to have a little bit of a shinui, use a different type of hammer, but you could hammer in the normal way. You don't have to do any difference in terms of how you use the hammer. Just use a hammer made of wood, not made of stone. V'hamelach bepach. When we're dealing with salt, though, salt could have been ground without losing any flavor whatsoever before Yom Tov. So therefore, if a person did not do that and he wanted to grind it on Yom Tov, he can use a type of flask or a mixing spoon, but he cannot use the actual hammer, even a hammer of wood, at all, again, because it could be done before Yom Tov. And here he did not do it before Yom Tov, so Beit Shammai needs him to take a significant shinui, and therefore he can't use a hammer. He has to use something else in order to crush the salt. Ubet Hillel omrim, tavlin nidochin kedarkan b'matoch shel even. According to Beit Hillel, no. When it comes to spices, since spices lose their flavor if they're not ground close to the time that they want to be consumed, there's no need for a shinui. The person couldn't have done it from yesterday because it would have lost its flavor. So therefore, grind it normal on the Yom Tov. No problem whatsoever. But they do agree when it comes to salt that you need a little bit of a shinui, but not much of a shinui. When it comes to salt, which is allowed to be ground on Yom Tov, you have to use a wooden one, not a stone hammer, because you had the ability to do it before Yom Tov, and you didn't. So therefore, even according to Beit Hillel, you need a minor change. Use a wooden hammer as opposed to a stone hammer. Masechet Beitzah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Het. This Mishnah will talk about a machloket when it comes to the melacha of Borer. Borer is a melacha, one of the 39 melachot, that if a person selects the waste from the food, he separates these two items, waste from food, an unwanted item from a wanted item, then he violates the melacha of Borer. When it comes to this melacha on Yom Tov, we'll have a machloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. Mishnah says, HaBorer kitnit b'yom tov. Somebody wants to separate beans from their shells on Yom Tov. Beit Shammai omrim, Borer ochel ve'ochel. He has to select the edible food from the shell with his hand and has to eat it right away. According to Beit Shammai, the melacha of Borer applies on Yom Tov. Therefore, they permit it only in that way that we just said. There has to be three conditions, just like Shabbat. A person has to take the food from the waste, the ochel mitoch psolet. He also has to use his hand, not a keli, not a utensil. And then he also has to eat it immediately. When he does it in this way, then it becomes permitted on Yom Tov, if he does it with those three conditions. Beit Hillel is going to disagree. Beit Hillel omrim, Borer kedarko. According to Beit Hillel, this melacha does not apply on Yom Tov, besides for extenuating circumstances, which we'll say. But if a person is selecting, he's allowed to select all he wants, Behekor, he could do it by putting a sheet on his lap and then shaking the sheet around so that the beans roll away from the shells. Bekanon, by pouring the mixture through a sifter, like a funnel, where the beans, which are smaller than the shells, are going to fall through the other end of the funnel. Uptamhui, or by putting the mixture onto a plate and then shaking it so that the beans roll off. According to Beit Hillel, when you're doing Bored in this way, where it's a small batch and it's obvious that you're doing it just for what you want to eat on Yom Tov, then it's permitted. You don't need to have those three conditions. You're allowed to separate the waste out from the food. You're also allowed to use a tool, and you don't have to eat it immediately. You could eat it later on in the day, but when it's a way that's selecting or doing borer in a large way, even Beit Hillel would prohibit that, which is what we have now. But you're not allowed to use a very large board where you would put all the items onto a large board and then you'll have the beans fall off. You're also not allowed to use a very fine strainer, which has small holes in its netting. And you also can't use a coarse strainer, which has very large holes. If you use any of these devices, a large board or these types of strainers, they're usually used for large quantities. So even the opinion of Beit Hillel, which is lenient with Bored in these situations on Yom Tov, he forbids it because it looks like he's preparing a large quantity of food even for after Yom Tov, which is not allowed. And now the next Tana is going to be the most lenient. Rabban Gamliel Omer, Af Mediach Veshole. According to Rabban Gamliel, even if you want to take the beans and the shells and throw them into a bowl and then pour water into that bowl and allow the shells to float to the top because they're lighter, and then you want to take them all off, you want to skim off from the top of that bowl all of the shells, that would be allowed as well, even though this is generally used for large quantities, and it looks like you're doing it for weekdays. Rabban Gamliel says, if you're only doing a small quantity, but in that way that's usually done for large quantities, that becomes permitted as well. He is the most lenient opinion.